أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, with the focus on letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha, which Imam Ali alayhi salam writes to Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin when he camped at Al-Hadirin. Now Imam admonishes his son, and he says, فَإِنِّي أُوصِيكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ أي بُنَيَّ. I advise you to be God-conscious, to have taqwa, O my child. وَلُزُومِ أَمْرِهِ وَإِمَارَةِ قَلْبِكَ بِذِكْرِهِ وَالْأَعْتَصَامِ بِحَبْلِهِ وَأَيُّ سَبَبٍ أُوثِكُ مِنْ سَبَبٍ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَنْتَ أَخَذْتَ بِهِ. O my child, abide to his commands. Fill your heart with remembrance of him and cling to hope from him. No connection is more reliable than the connection between you and Allah, provided you take hold of it. Now let's look at this part. The word taqwa, or God consciousness, we will find absolutely everywhere. It stems from an internal power based on true iman. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere says, a person who puts aside taqwa, God consciousness, and is willing to enjoy pleasures and lusts and roams in the deserts of guilt will be severely punished. You know, God consciousness is something that is able to take us towards our full potential, because it literally means making sure we are aware of his presence at all times. It's like a fortified tower. It gives one insight where one is able to understand what creation is all about. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you are God conscious, Allah will grant you the power of distinction. إِن يَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. One who is able to maintain this consciousness for 40 days. You know, when he says, مَنْ أَخْلَصَ اللَّهَ أَرَبَعِينَ سَبَاحًا. Springs of knowledge will follow from his or her heart towards his or her tongue. In another hadith, Imam Baqir al-Islam says, if anybody purifies his iman for Allah for 40 days, if anybody calls the names of Allah, the compassionate, for 40 days, Allah will make him one who is successful in this world and knowledgeable to everything, to diseases and their remedies. May he make knowledge stable in his heart and current on his tongue. Such an amazing statement. And using this month where Saum assists, remember when Allah gives the order for Saum in Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu wa you believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Fasting has been prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become God conscious. So it helps us a bit more. Can you imagine 10 more days, 30 of Ramadan, another 10? And springs of knowledge from your heart to your tongue. What more can we ask for? Imam tells him now how to obtain this taqwa. Because remember, he says, Usika bi taqwa Allah. I advise you, I admonish you, how can I put this in a better way? He's actually telling his son, my son, taqwa, I recommend you to taqwa. Now he says how? He says, obey God's commands. Imam Baqir al-Islam says that the most favorable work, deeds in front of Allah, is that which is continuously carried out. That means the commands are continuous, however insignificant they are. But we will only know how to obey if we know what to obey. So important to use this month to learn his commandments. He tells his son, build up your heart, or fill your heart with his remembrance. You know, in Surah Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 28, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, surely by the remembrance of Allah, our hearts set at rest. Again a month to do this. Start with the zikr of Allah. Take a small husna, one. Recite one all day. See the difference it makes. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً صَدَقًا وَتَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, he shall surely have a straightened life, and we will raise him on the day of resurrection blind. That means his vision will be so closed in. It's quite, you know, it's when we read about it, we see how important it is to be able to remember him all the time. So taqwa, the first thing is obeying Allah's commands. Secondly, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, don't remember Allah only when you're free. Neither forget Him when you're busy. Remember Him when your tongue and your heart are in harmony. And you will remember Him as He is His right truly only when you forget yourself entirely. It's such a beautiful statement. So beautiful to continually remind ourselves of Him. Then he tells his son to hold fast to the covenant of Allah. There is no stronger covenant, no stronger handle, no stronger rope to hold on to. So many ayat of Quran. If you look at Surah Ali Imran, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast by the covenant of Allah together. Do not be disunited. In essence, this is how to achieve God consciousness. To start with obeying His commands, to fill one's heart with remembrance, and to cling on to hope from none but Him. Inshallah, we will continue with the sermon tomorrow.